This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains so steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience and development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security, and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to French President Emmanuel Macron and the government of France for the support in organizing the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and expressed satisfaction at the deepening of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Foreign Secretary David Lammy conveyed UK's strong interest in further enhancing cooperation across key sectors including trade and investment, defence and security, technology, innovation and clean energy. He expressed confidence that the free trade agreement will unlock new economic opportunities for both the countries. He also strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and expressed support for India's fight against cross-border terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Madurai today, during which he is set to review the preparedness of the party to face the Tamil Nadu Assembly election next year and devise a strategy to fight polls. Shah would have darshan at the Madurai Meenakshi Temple and then address party leaders and office bearers on election preparedness and also hold meetings with various stakeholders. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah yesterday ordered an increase in compensation for the 11 families of those who died in the stampede in Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last Wednesday and raised the amount to Rs 25 lakh each. Previously, the government had announced Rs 10 lakh in compensation per family. Union Minister for Large and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister of State Shobha Karandlaje and Karnataka BJP leadership have demanded a compensation of Rs 50 lakh for the families of the deceased. The Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB franchise has announced Rs 10 lakh compensation for the deceased, while the Karnataka State Cricket Association has announced Rs 5 lakh in this regard. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. Places over Madhya Pradesh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds during the next 2 days. IMD further predicted heatwave conditions and dust-raising winds in parts of West Rajasthan today. In men's singles at the French Open Tennis, 2025 world number one and three-time Grand Slam winner Yannick Sinner of Italy will renew his rivalry with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain when the two meet in the men's singles final of the French Open 2025 today. The match is scheduled to start at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In women's doubles, number 2 seeded Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini will face Kazakhstan's Anna Danilina paired with Serbia's Aleksandra Krunic for the title today. Yesterday, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number 1 Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-7, 5-6, 6-4 in a thrilling women's singles final, clinching a maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. Olympian Jyoti Araji continued her solid run this season with victory in the women's 100-meter hurdles as India secured 6 gold medals on the opening day of Taiwan Athletics Open 2025 in China's Taipei yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.